stop to eat, grab a drink at the store.
Turn the radio on. I didn't hear anything. Had it on low frequency. Still didn't hear nothing. So anyway, I will throw my call out. I usually do that right before I get on the interstate.
Well, man, you got big plans this weekend?
Just relax a little bit. Probably get a little more yard work done or something, but other than that, I'm not going to try to do a whole lot.
Same here.
Bit of rain Saturday evening.
Got it. Man, it came a good one yesterday there at work about, I don't know, 2 o'clock, but it never rained at all at the house.
I walked outside the plant, and everything was wet, but other than that, that was all I knew. It was trying to rain a little bit when I got off work, because I walked out of the plane about 3:30, and it was trying to rain just a little bit, but it never did really do anything, so I didn't mind avoiding it.
By this job, I'm usually, you know, half of my day is outside walking from building to building, so you can enjoy the weather a little bit.
Behind me right now on your last ping. trip at Itron, and I'm picking up a TS-480HX from him. We bought it when we both worked there to do some qualification work with an electricity meter that we were working on for the Japanese market, and then they scrapped it, and he took it home, and he doesn't want it anymore, so he's going to let me take it. TS-480HX, it's the 200-watt HF radio that they did 15 or so years ago.
What?
Form factor, so it's a detached face and an RF deck that goes somewhere in the vehicle. But yeah, they're pretty highly sought after. If you can find one used, you're going to pay like $1,500 for it. So, and they were only like $900 new, because you know they're not the greatest radio in the world. I mean, it's a mobile HF radio, like a IC7000 or something. But yeah, it is 200 watts. And it can definitely get out.
Mobile radio, good lord.
Yeah, I mean the RF unit is pretty large, but yeah, it's definitely a beast. Inputs at 25 amps each.
GDC inputs.
20 amps through a single number 12 cable.
Again, you really busted a pile up with double the power. Man, I'm not doing too bad just on the regular 100 watts.
We need like half an S unit, so it's not that much, but it does make a difference.
Oh, double the power, you might bust that pile up. I got an HF, I might not even remember how. Been with HF lately either.
Gonna close this bridge today?
I think they said. They just said it was going down May 2nd.
Mine, it said 5/16 to 5/18, so it looks like they pushed it back a couple weeks.
Look at that double diamond pattern up there on top of the bridge on 290.
Cross over and drive over on the wrong side.
The bad part is they just got through doing the bridge. I mean, are they redoing it or just changing the pattern? Changing the pattern. The north and the east has been pretty bad. I might start finding another way home that don't involve me cutting through 292 and Highway 29, because that's a congested intersection as well. Well, intersection right there. John Dodd. I was going to look at the map today and see what other ways. I know there's plenty of routes to get back. You know, I could go down 101 and come in the back way that way. I just don't know how much more time it would add. But yesterday on my way home, it used to be right at 290 is where it kind of bottlenecked, and once you got past that, it opened back up. But now it seems like it stays backed up all the way till you get to the 85 split. And I was going 25 miles an hour just about all the way home until I got to that point yesterday.
And it's always slow from like the 66 to the 68. And I can't ever figure out why on the northbound side, because there's never a wreck or anything. It just is always, you know, slow.
In my experience, there's nothing wrong. It's just like, I don't know, it's just so much traffic that everybody just starts slowing down. But, yeah, I mean, that was me yesterday. It was 25 miles an hour going northbound on 85 just because there was just so much traffic. So I think I'm just going to start going a different way and not worry about it, but if I go down 292 through, Duncan and Welford, you know, there's a couple train tracks, and that could slow it down, or you have to wait on the train, so might figure out a slightly different route to go out 101 to 29.
5 north yesterday to cut two places and just slowed down. It was, one of them was left over from an accident, I think, and they were still rubbernecking them on the side of the road, but the up north, like around Spartanburg somewhere, they just slowed down for thick traffic, and it was 20 miles an hour for a couple of miles.
Do anything else with 85 to make any improvement?
Adding that extra lane.
85.
For 2026, they pushed it back to 2030. Add the lane both ways from like the 44 all the way up to the 68.
Finish paving it and do a good job. I mean, that'd be the key, because right there, We're 68 right past 129. Man, it's like you're going Baja whenever you go over the interstate because it's just so bumpy because they didn't do a decent job.
Already.
Or whoever paid for it, Devin should get some money back.
Man, you should have to prove yourself as a contractor that you can, you know, do a decent job.
I mean, somebody should at least go back and review the work to make sure they did a decent job. I mean, I thought maybe they're going to come back and finish it after wintertime, but ain't nothing changed.
Sign up, it says it's rough.
Sunday morning riding a motorcycle down 85, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, no way I can imagine that, especially with roads as bad as they are.
Taking your life into your hands on a motorcycle.
It's 4 or 5 years when I worked down there off of exit 44. I'd ride from 44 up to 385 and that, but then when they started,
it worked, but from 290 down to the plant, but I just, ain't no way I'd do it now. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 73. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you later. KO4CEM, and I'll be clear on your final.
73, Andrew. Have an awesome weekend and a good day. KN4TFW.
73, Andrew. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. WTJKT. Putting on 6 meters.
Meters when it's open, that they call it the magic band.
I've always loved 6 meters, and this weekend I'm building myself a 6 meter J-pole antenna, so I have a dedicated, really good antenna for 6 meters, because you know, with the peak of the sunspots here, we should get some really good propagation.
I know, Mike, you said you found a repeater for 6. My radio is capable of doing repeaters, but I have never programmed it to do one.
Yeah, to a couple. There's that one in Gastonia, and then there's the one in Hendersonville. I can't quite get with my dipole, but if I put up a vertical antenna, I should be able to get into it just fine. That's why I'm building a J-pole, and it's only like $50 for the copper from Lowe's. You know, I need 2 10-foot sections of water pipe, some elbows and joiners and stuff. But they're super easy to build, so I'm just going to throw one together this weekend and see how I can do it.
Are all the joints together?
All the pieces together, but you get the couplings and the elbows and stuff right length, and solder them together in the right arrangement, and voila, you got a really great single band antenna for vertical pole.
Mine's just a hamstick is what I have on there, but it's not totally vertical. It's probably leaning 30 degrees. My antenna arrangement, you'd think, how the heck does that work?
There's those, you got the big ring around the bottom with all these, you call it a porcupine.
One that looks like a, it's for 4 bands, but it looks like a, the skeleton of an umbrella. And then I cut the coax and ran it to I got a mag mount with an adapter on it, a little Hustler adapter that'll take 4 antennas, one in the center vertical, and then 3 others that are like 30 degrees leaning and 120 apart from each other. So I have it hooked up like that.
What are you talking about now? Probably, I've got to buy about $50 worth of tools to make this thing, too. And I thought about getting enough pipe to build a few antennas, and that way I can bring them to Shelby and sell them at the HamFest or something.
Meters is kind of like 10. You can't find anybody on there until it's open. And then once somebody figured out it's open, then it's all crowded. But I fully believe it's just open all the time. It's just people ain't using it.
Black hole at Woodruff on the back half of that one.
I think 6 is kind of like 10 meters that not a lot of people use it until people start saying that it's open, and then you can really make some good contact.
Meters when it's open, and I've got an amplifier. My dipole does not work well on 10 meters. And I think think what if I try to push any power into my dipole on 10 meters, I think I start to saturate the cord in the ballon because it's not a green match. But I can only put out about 300 or 400 watts on 10, but that's plenty. And, yeah, you can really get some good DX on 10 meters when it's open.
My 10 is just the vertical on that, but I only got 100 watts. The only directionals I have is like, I think, 75, 40, 20, and 15.
They have a tower with a rotating beam on it for HF, but I definitely can't do that on the property we're on now. And it's going to be 10 years before we can move, but maybe in retirement. Maybe when I'm retired, we will move to a bigger property and I can do whatever I want and build myself a tower.
I have three sections of chain link fence, top rail, hooked to my chimney. And then when I need to rotate it, I just walk out there and turn it.
Idea that, you know, I live in a pretty tight neighborhood and aesthetics are important to a lot of the neighbors, and more importantly, aesthetics are important to my wife. So she doesn't want any big ugly antennas on the house.
The vision, but ain't nobody ever said anything about it. But it's, it only clears the chimney by about maybe 3 feet. And then, but it kind of looks like a TV antenna.
Happy wife, happy life, right? So I will not put a big ugly antenna on the house. But, you know, at some point, once we have some, you know, space to spread out, I'm sure I'll be able to put up a tower because she won't have to see it all the time.
The one on the chimney better than when I had that wire draped all through the trees.
That my dipole is practically invisible. We could be sitting over on the patio, and the tree that hangs the dipole is maybe 150 feet from the patio, and if you look really at squint, you can kind of see the box of the ballon's in, and you really, really just can't see the wires or anything, so that's good. And, you know, she doesn't, it doesn't catch her eye, so that's the requirement.
Yeah, I ran a cord from the top of the roof of the house all the way as high as I could get it in a tree. And then I lowered it down, and then I ran the wire from one side of the yard to, you know, in an inverted V all the way to the other side of the yard.
Set up either. Inverted V, like one side of my dipole kind of slopes, but then the other side goes uphill. So I still have like a linear dipole, and the whole thing is sloped instead of being an inverted V.
Complained about how it worked, you know, and then it came down off of the center with the ladder line and that, but that thing worked good. I probably did 70 or 80 countries on that thing just on 100 watts, and, you know, not directional or anything, so.
I'm losing the repeater here already, so I didn't make out any of that, but I hope you can hear me. I'm going to go ahead and sign and say 73 and have a great weekend. I'm just struggling to hear anything on this repeater today with the car. So anyway, have a good one. We'll hopefully talk to you next week. Hope you have a great weekend. This is W2JKT.
Yeah, have a good one and a safe day. KN4TFW.